Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Just staying on the propaganda coming from the useful idiots once again. Oh, you know what? Did I give you the definition of Vladimir Lenin's useful idiot? Here, listen carefully, okay? If you've never heard of the term useful idiot, it was the attitude held by Vladimir Lenin towards communist sympathizers in the West. While Lenin and the Soviets held him in utter contempt, they also viewed them as tools for dispensing communistic propaganda to other countries, thus infecting foreign cultures with their totalitarian tripe. And really what it comes down to, folks, is communism is not just state control. It's also advocating doctrines of devils, lawlessness, immorality, whatever they say goes, kind of a deal. The rule of law, folks, is when God sets you free in obedience to it. That's what grace empowers, Ephesians 2:8. But a useful idiot, what he does is he goes ahead and he plays the Judas when it comes to his own country by promulgating information that's communistic propaganda. That's what a useful idiot is. I just wanted to make clear that everybody understood that's what it was, okay? But one of the things we just heard is Donald Trump now, folks, again, father of the vaccine. Oh, I could go on and on with Donald Trump, the guy that does everything the opposite as to what he says. That's a fact. Go ahead and try me, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. The father of the vaccine, the advocate of the sodomite agenda, the list goes on, the one that takes three times that of Barack Obama and funds Muslims within the United States of America. It's important that you remember what I just said, because I'll highlight some of that stuff coming up in just a couple minutes. But we're told that Donald Trump doesn't even need to go to any of these presidential debates because he's already way ahead. And the only candidates that have been basically thrown to the American people, well, they're just a handful. And I told you, friends, those that watch me on a daily basis and listen to me on a daily basis, I'm going to continuously keep this out in front of the people because they need to understand the lies that are being promulgated, okay? The best way to control the opposition is to lead the opposition ourselves. Now, look at Ballotpedia real quick, and these are the options concerning the Republican Party. I guess, folks, the devil, whenever he wants to call himself a Christian, I guess just everybody can go right along with that, and everybody's supposed to believe it, right? We got Chris Christie there. He is a sick joker from the East Coast. The list goes on, folks. They're all establishment guys. Creepy Mike Pence is there. We got Ron DeSantis, Mr. Sellout in Florida. People just haven't figured that out for the most part yet, but they will. And again, the list goes on. But these are the candidates that are given to the American people as options for the Republican Party. Now, just do yourself a favor, and this is being updated constantly. Just do yourself a favor and overlook the thousands of other presidential candidates that you haven't heard a peep from. And again, the mainstream media wants you to believe that if these are at the candidates that they pick and drive the narrative for and prop them up at every given turn, then they're the only options that you have. You are being lied to on a massive, massive scale. So anyways, I wanted you to see this. Go to Ballotpedia. There's over 1,000 other presidential candidates running for the presidency of the United States of America, and you're only hearing from a couple of them again. Why? That's how you control the narrative, is you continuously lead the narrative, and that's what the American people are allowing the mainstream media to do, and this on a 24/7 basis. Real quick, we're getting ready for the Minnesota State Fair right now. We're going to be there from the 24th to the 4th of September, August to September there, and we're going to be there 12 days in a row. We just got these brand new shirts. They're called Soldiers of the Cross. By the way, it's the name of my brand new book, which should be out next Wednesday. I'll highlight that as things transpire. But the artwork is done by a guy named Eric Hollander. Eric Hollander is the guy that did all of the documentary for the Jaws reunion with Steven Spielberg and my other friend James Gillette. But if you'd like to get a cop, or if you'd like to get your own shirt, folks, I just got this. And the colors are deep, and they are awesome, to say the least. They're going to be posted on the site next week. On the back of the shirt, it says, "There is a time for all things, a time to preach and a time to pray. But there's also a time to fight, and that time has now come." And who said that? The famous John Peter Muhlenberg. Okay, that's on the back of the T-shirt. This is going to be available. Just a little excited about what I'm seeing here, folks. And again, the colors are actually second to none. They are awesome. So those will be available. We also have a date coming up on September 11th. We're going to be at in Minnesota here, in Buffalo, Minnesota, as well as the month after. We're going to be on the East Coast. Then we're going to be in Arizona. Check out our schedule. And I wanted to let you know, too, our last meeting we did in Otsego on Tuesday, Minnesota. It's great to be here, by the way, Minnesota. We have already been invited back to a bigger venue there. We had a packed little house at a school, and I told him, I said, well, if you guys are wanting to do this again, let's make it count and get everybody here. So they're going to get a bigger venue, and hopefully we can get a couple hundred people, if not 500 to 1,000 people in that room. Let's see what happens. But talking about making an impact, folks, just stay faithful with the little things, and the Lord will cause you to be faithful with much. And enter into the joy of the Lord comes to those that do more, not less. Those are the ones that are sold out to the living God. Cool? If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com up on the top left side. Go ahead and subscribe to my Rumble feed. It's SOL Live on the top of that page. Again, subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. If you want to call in, again, please do. Love hearing from you. Pro, con, contend, Jude 3 and 4, that's up to you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, just so you know. Acts 4:12. Wanted to make clear, friends, that we're going to be talking today about a police officer in Fargo, North Dakota. You may have heard rumblings of this or past information on this. Well, the police footage of the shooting that took place in Fargo, North Dakota a couple weeks ago, we actually have it available now. And I'm telling you what, folks, if I could say I was proud of that brother from another mother in Fargo, North Dakota, that took out that Muslim that thought he was going to go ahead and cause a mass murder rampage here in the States. I'm telling you, I am proud of this guy. This police officer did his job. We're going to be talking about that in just a little bit, too. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base, visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, guys, you remember there's someone on social media platform right now talking about how there's good people on this earth. And I get what you're saying. I totally do. And I'm not in any sense of the word browbeating you. But scripturally, the Bible is clear when it says that there's none righteous, no, not one, in Romans 3, 10 through 12. Matter of fact, Jesus was even called good master. And the Lord looked at him, the rich young ruler, in Mark 10, starting in verse 17, where he said, hey, listen, there's none good but God. So there's nothing that's good outside of Christ, folks. As a matter of fact, it was George Whitefield that rightly said, man left to himself without the grace of God is half devil and half beast. He's exactly right. And see, when we understand, folks, that there is none righteous and that our righteousness is but filthy rags, that's what causes us to depend upon the things of God every step of the way, because we want to be clothed in his righteousness, not in our own righteousness. So, with that said, let's go to the next point. I'm going to show you this video. I don't want to play all of what you're going to hear, but I almost feel that I need to, because this is a school board in Minnesota. And I'm keeping this on the forefront in protecting the kids and calling on law enforcement in the United States of America. We're broadcasting in 159 cities right now live. I want the 159 cities that are listening to me right now to seek out their law enforcement officers and ask them the question, if they haven't already done it, as to where is the execution of the law concerning those that have driven a pornographic narrative within the schools of America. Okay? I'm going to go ahead and share with you, friends, this video audio, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, just getting you ready. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of both those pages. But I'm also here to tell you, friends, it's very disturbing what you're going to hear. And don't you tell me for one moment that the narrative that this woman is going to highlight is not purposed. One of the things that I've said since I've been on the radio, and I caught it right away, is the fact that government wants to demoralize the people, and there's no better people to go to than the people's children. And the sad part about what's going on here is that the parents dropping off the little people so their sworn enemies can actually do the devil's deed. And I'm also here to tell you on the other side, so you understand, bad guys, that God is not mocked, Galatians 6:7. That which you sow, you will also reap. And it also tells us in Luke 17:2, it's better for you to take a millstone and wrap it around your own neck rather than to offend one of these little ones. And we all know Scripture here, friends, where it tells us when Jesus took a child and he put him up in front of the people and he said, unless you become a little child, you will in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. That's why the enemy wants to get to the kids, because they are the model of heaven. And if they can demoralize you and your kids, they can separate you from Christ, which is your power source that overcomes the enemy. Luke 10:19. So I'm just cautioning you right now, and I'm going to play it. This is content that's being taught in great specificity, teaching young kids in elementary, middle school, high school kids as to how to commit the crimes. Okay? This is illegal. It's criminal. I shared with a prosecutor not too long ago that if I was to go into a public school and highlight and narrate from one of these books that are in elementary schools to a public lyceum, I'd be arrested on the spot, I'd be thrown in jail, and I'd be considered a felon and or a pedophile, and I'd have to go ahead and register with the state to let everybody know that I was a full-fledged abomination. But somehow or another, law enforcement standing back right now, instead of enforcing the law, they're allowing this to go on in public schools. Are you ready for this? I'm going to go ahead and play this for you.
I make note that I do have a handout.
It's offensive, folks. It's offensive.
Something that I'm going to be talking about tonight. So if you want to take a look at that, that would be great.
She's at a school board, this mother is. Listen carefully.
No, thank you.
She's gearing up right now.
Good evening. My name is Natalie Sonic. I have two daughters that have been attending Maple Grove High School. I'm here tonight expressing concerns with the sexually graphic books found in our school. What Girls Are Made Of by Alina Arnold is currently in our school libraries. The book starts with Nina's mother telling her there is no such thing as unconditional love. Love is conditional upon sex and beauty. Nina, at age 14,
in public schools.
Nina states, Seth and I met in fifth grade, but he didn't love me until last summer. Even now, I'm aware that his love for me is conditional. Condition number one, sex. It's okay with me. I love it. It didn't hurt much the first time and has gotten better since. Page 19. I laid a towel on the sheet in case I bled.
Natalie,
and then I watched Seth roll.
I'm going to interrupt you for a minute. I'm sorry.
Now, what's happening here is the school board member is interrupting this mother that's highlighting what's in books in the libraries in public schools. Okay? The school board member does not like what she's doing. Listen carefully.
Last month we had some kids in the audience and some of the language was offensive to some.
Hey, that's exactly it.
So the school board member sticks both feet in her mouth and said, listen, what you're highlighting right now is offensive to some kids. We did this last month. Why are we doing this again? The mother here is saying that's the whole purpose that I'm here today to share with you as to what's being taught in public schools. This is a felony. This is criminal. You can also use the other word, felonious. Yet we're looking for law enforcement, Americans. I'm going to go on here.
I think we should continue, Jackie, because that's exactly my point. 100%. Page 19. I laid a towel on the sheet
Hold on. As I requested, I would like decorum in the audience as well. Okay, I just want to, so far it's been okay, but I just want to warn you about who may be in the audience. That was all I was going to say.
Okay.
Okay, so the school board member still hasn't gotten on or caught on to what's going on here. The school board member's offended already at what this mother is highlighting in the books in the library in the public schools. And she's saying that it might offend some of the kids here. Everybody starts laughing at her because she's not quite jiving as to the point that this mother's making. She's not catching on. She doesn't get it. And this mom's trying to say, you're not getting the point. This is what you guys are giving permission to when it comes to the curriculums and the books that are being thrown on the kids in public schools. She's sticking her feet in both of her feet in her mouth.
So I could continue?
Yes.
Listen, folks, it's offensive.
I laid a towel on the sheet in case I bled. And then I watched Seth roll the condom over his penis. I watched his hands push into the flesh on my thighs, spreading them apart. And I watched him maneuver his latex-wrapped erection as he pushed and tried to get inside. The book continues. For their third-month anniversary, Seth gets Nina a vibrator because no matter how much
high he schools,
her,
friends,
he can't get her to come.
Medium.
Page 57.
Middle schools.
I pull him out of his underwear. He's soft in my hand. I don't look up at his face before I open my mouth and I pull him into it. And I pull and I suck until he grows hard. And I keep
in
going
public
and going
schools.
When he says, I'm going to come, I don't pull away. The jet of him is warm and salty and tastes like thickened sweat. Page 58. She was talking about worshiping Jesus. But come on, she was talking about sex, right? Sex with
Mocking
Jesus.
Christ now.
That's what she wanted, to give Jesus head. And I
Folks,
totally understand.
I mean, these devils that you're allowing to continuously make a prey of our children are mocking Christ, and they're laying out the narrative that, in other words, encouraging them to think it's funny to want to give to the Son of Man. I'm not going there. I'm not making this up. This woman is not making it up. If you want to know what the devil looks like, look at what is being promoted in public schools. If you want to know the heart of the devil, it's always at war with God. It's always a mockery of God, or he assails the things of God. Why? Because he's a defeated foe. Now, I can go on, and I can go on, and I can go on. I'm asking the American people to do what law enforcement is not, and that is to pressure your local attorneys to prosecute those that invited this doctrine illegally into their public schools. By the way, for those that did not know, the Supreme Court said it was free speech in 1968 concerning pornography. It means harlot. Whore is what it means. All the way up until 1968, it was completely illegal. It was not tolerated in any sense of the word in this country. But now the Supreme Court comes in and says it's a version of free speech. No, it is not. They're showing you who they are, friends. We're going to take another quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Media.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. At Camp David right now, President Biden hosting the leaders of Japan and South Korea for talks about China.
Our countries are stronger and the world will be safer as we stand together.
Hurricane Hillary churning and is expected to hit Southern California. Storm prep underway in the San Diego area. To Maui now, where there's been a resignation related to the massive wildfire.
The top Maui emergency management official who didn't sound warning sirens as wildfires wildfires swept across the island, has resigned. He stepped down the day after defending his decision not to activate the sirens. He said he feared coastal residents would have fled inland toward the flames. I'm Corey Myers.
More than 1,000 residents and tourists still unaccounted for this Friday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Just did a brand new article on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I got videos. Hey, folks, I always put it right in the mouth of the responsible party and in showing you what, in fact, is going on. You know that the Maui fires, right, they're being blamed on climate change. And they've been talking about climate change because that is the World Economic Forum's narrative. Klaus Schwab, the one that's trying to create the Fourth Reich. Well, there's also a land grab going on, and I'm just highlighting this in case you just joined us, okay? There was massive chemtrails being sprayed down the day before, which they said they never seen before. That was all posted online. The city has been trying to create 15-minute cities. The governor's looking for an excuse to go ahead and sell the land off. Now we're being told the bankers can come in and take their land. What's also interesting to know is Oprah Winfrey's house was not touched. Julia Roberts' house was not touched. Mark Zuckerberg's house was not touched. Jeff Bezos' house was not touched. You're kind of getting the point here, friends. Are you starting to see this alliance between the corrupt in Hollywood and the corrupt in D.C. and the corrupt in the mainstream media? Because these are the ones driving all of it. Okay. We also know, and we played the video over the last couple of days concerning what's going on in Maui there. Homeowners and their security cameras were catching, right before the fires were started, massive flashes that were taking place. Now, I know that must be some theory, and the only ones that are telling you that this is a theory are the fact checkers, you know, the former CNN employees, you know, those that used to work for the FBI and the CIA now, that are at work destroying their own country. And I'm talking about the corrupt within those unconstitutional agencies, right? Not all of them. But they need to wake up to, they need to read their own founding documents as well and do their job and stand up against what we're standing up against to preserve what it is that we have so we might hand the baton off onto our children, right? Isn't that how that works? Yep. Somebody did it for them. And look at these grown-ups have done with this country. They're destroying it. And what's worse is the grown-ups and the mass on the mainland here are allowing it to go on. So what I want to do is I want to play this for you, because pay attention to the details, because more and more and more and more is going to come to the surface. Luke 12:2, there's nothing covered that shall not be made known, and there's nothing hid that shall not be revealed. And folks, that's exactly what's happening here. And that's why you got to pay attention and don't get distracted. The mainstream media is trying to distract you from all of the details that we're giving you right now.
I'm already thinking about ways for the state to acquire that land.
I'm already looking. He said he's already looking for ways, said Governor Josh Green, as to how the state can acquire that land. Okay? Pay attention.
To put it back into families or to make it.
And it's always to give back into the families. It's never to give back into the families. And the only families that he's talking about is his little friends that are a part of the alliance, the wealthy, those that think they're above the law.
Opportunity as a memorial to people who were lost.
They don't need a memorial. They need justice. Oh, did I forget to tell you, we played a video yesterday, too, of people that were suffering these fires that were started. That the people said they heard it sounded like a bomb going off and flashes were going off. But did I also tell you, and if you weren't with us yesterday, I'm going to tell you now, they also had an individual that was fighting off the fires in his own backyard until the government came in and shut the water off. Oh, and when it comes to the government, who showed up? FEMA did. What are they doing there, folks? To control the disaster and the outcome in the narrative. I'm absolutely humored when I hear people talk about, you know, the FBI came in. The FBI came in to do what? And I'm not talking about every investigation, but they're a part of the investigations that are driving the political narrative, and we always see the same reoccurring thing. A cover-up in the investigation. A cover-up concerning the investigation. And I don't know if you're aware of this neither concerning Maui friends, but the head fox overseeing the chicken coop there, he was also the head fox overseeing the chicken coop during the Mandalay Bay shooting. Okay, you see this? Yeah, yeah. You'll see that more and more as you pay attention to the details, the same players.
Something that we remember after the pain passes as a magic place. And behind it will rebuild. The tragedy right now is the loss of life. The buildings can be rebuilt over time. Even the banyan tree may survive. But we don't want this to become a cleared space where then, yes, people from overseas just come and decide they're going to take it. The state will take it.
Well, that's funny because that was all the talks that were going on in the first place. But you know what? We'll just try to act like what he's telling us is the truth. Are we going to do that? Or are we going to actually live out the truth here, folks? Because, again, enough is enough. And we could spend more time on that. People have been pushing me on the narrative with Maui and really kind of exposing it. As a matter of fact, I have some listeners and viewers that are sending me personal emails as to what's going on out there. And they're showing you the fraud that took place there. And they're also showing you that these were energy weapons that were used to start these fires. And again, you can take it how you want to take it, folks, but this was definitely concentrated on a certain area. And here's another crisis. As a matter of fact, I believe it was somebody from that area yesterday that said this is Maui's September 11th. It is. Absolutely it is. You know, if James Madison, the fourth president of the United States, said if oppression or tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it's always going to come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Well, we've seen that on September 11th. Jeremiah 9:11 or 11:9 tells us plainly that there is conspiracy. I mean, we're seeing it all over the place. There's no doubt about it. Got another video, as a matter of fact. I didn't even think about this. I might just play this for you just because we're talking about it. This guy does a fantastic job. He really does. And he shows people that believe the media in their narrative, how crazy they are by just giving the facts. And so what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and play this for you. And again, I want you to see this. It's supposed to be humorous. It's really not. But again, what it does is it shows you how stupid people really are in believing the narrative by the mainstream media. This one is on, he does one on September 11th. He also does one on Oklahoma City bombing. So I'm going to play this for you because we're talking about this right now. Okay?
The Oklahoma City bomber.
Maybe one of the benefits of me talking to you today is that you'll see that maybe not everything is true that you've heard about me.
On the morning of April 19, 1995, a decorated Gulf War combat vet blew up the federal building in Oklahoma City using a truck bomb that he didn't build and a Ryder truck that he didn't rent with the help of a passenger who didn't exist. Having just gotten away with the largest act of terrorism on U.S. soil to date, the Fort Bragg-trained Special Forces Sheep Drip dropout blended in with the crowd by making his getaway in a car without a license plate and was immediately pulled over. The ATF was the supposed target of the attack, but luckily all of their agents were out of the office that morning. Later that day, the president boldly declared,
"We will find the people who did this.
The biggest,
when we do, justice will be swift, certain, and severe."
Said the biggest drug dealer in MENA, Arkansas, him in the Bush regime. I mean, you can't make it up. And the American people believed Clinton.
Except for
John Doe number two.
John Doe number two.
John Doe number two.
That's all to distract.
According to the FBI, never existed. In McVeigh's unprecedented 3.5-week trial, the prosecution didn't show the CCTV footage of him and John Doe number two parking the Ryder truck. Didn't explain why 24 separate witnesses mass hallucinated the existence of John Doe number two. Didn't explain why the government was testing truck bombs and the Army was storing Ryder trucks at Camp Gruber right before the bombing. And didn't talk to the FBI informants who blew the whistle on the plot. But they did collaborate with the CIA, and they did convict McVeigh as the lone wolf bomber and Terry Nichols as his bomb-constructing accomplice. Still, a bunch of crazy conspiracy theorists, including 300 bombing victims, insist on talking about facts and evidence and refuse to simply believe what they've been told a million times by people in tailored suits with well-coiffed hair. They quote the U.S. Army Brigadier General and the FBI Crime Lab whistleblower and the inventor of the neutron bomb, who point out the physical impossibility that the Ryder truck bomb did the damage to the building, but that doesn't matter because if there were other bombs in the building that day, we would have heard about them.
The second explosive was found...
Same stuff on September 11th.
The Justice Department is reporting that a second explosive device has been found.
They then found a third device, which was also larger than the first.
And I see another bomb truck going, so apparently they're going to try to get out that third bomb.
The FBI claims to have lost the footage showing McVeigh and John Doe number two parking the truck in front of the Murrah building that morning, but that's understandable because the Bureau has a lot of important evidence to store. Terry Nichols insists the FBI was involved in the plot, but thankfully a judge has saved us the trouble of listening to him by preventing lawyers from deposing him. There was a bomb squad truck parked across the street 2 hours before the blast, but that just shows the authorities were prepared for anything. And...
other documents obtained by 2020 show that someone called the executive secretariat's office at the Justice Department in Washington and said the Murrah building had been bombed. But this was 24 minutes before the blast.
But that just shows the public was unusually vigilant that morning. Also...
and apparently, before the bombing, Governor Frank Keating's brother, Mark, had been working on a novel about a terrorist bombing in Oklahoma City. Stranger still, one of the characters in the novel was named Thomas McVeigh.
But that's probably just a coincidence. McVeigh wrote a letter to his sister where he admitted to being a secret special forces operative, and he complained to friends of the pain in his ass from an Army-implanted microchip. But that's crazy, because if he didn't actually leave the Army in 1991, there would be proof of that. McVeigh was not executed on May 16, 2001 as scheduled because...
the FBI had failed to turn over thousands of pages of evidence.
Wow,
to
that's the reoccurring thing.
But the execution went ahead on June 11th. In highly unusual and secret agreement, no autopsy was performed. One witness said he was still breathing, and the prison officials admitted his hearse was a decoy. Then, the case was officially closed. And if you question any part of the story, you are a paranoid, wingnut, birther, truther, tenther, prepper, conspiracy loon who'd bring up any of these points ever again.
See, he does, that guy does a great job. He really honestly does. And people that believe the narratives at the mainstream media, you really do look like a bunch of lunatics to those that know the facts. Especially when you spew out and parrot the same narrative as the media that 94% of the American people don't believe. Ah, okay. Romans 118. Read that one, folks, okay? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I'm going to get to the main topic on the other side. It's a video audio, and it is fantastic. Sons of Liberty Media, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity is sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Okay, so the other day, I think it was about, and not the other day, the other week, about 2 weeks ago, I had shared with you folks what took place in Fargo, North Dakota, where a Muslim was basically gearing up, weaponizing himself in hopes of this celebration and parade taking place in Fargo, North Dakota. He was going to go ahead and commit mass murder. Isn't this what they do? I mean, if you're going to pull these people in, do you think for one moment that they're not going to bring their culture with them? There's a reason they're bringing these people in. Oh, and again, I hate to say it, but history repeats itself when you don't learn from history, folks. And the fact of the matter is Adolf Hitler used the Muslims to basically deal with his political opposition. Done a show on this several times. Both Fox News, Sean Hannity, did a great report to his credit in 2009 exposing the 35 jihadi camps in America now. After September 11th, 9 years later. Okay, and they want to pull 200 to 300% more of them into your country. Your borders are wide open. Your governors are giving them license to come in here. Your mayors are alluring them on your welfare dollars. That means the government is illegally stealing your tax dollars and giving it to illegals, and that's how they're alluring them in. That is unscriptural. If you don't work, you don't eat. Okay? 18 states in the United States of America want to open the floodgates to Middle Easterns, Easterners, Somalians. I want to reiterate the point, folks. What I highlighted the other day, the other week, and I did the other day as well, what John Wesley said, the history of opening the doors to these people is destruction. It's also been said that once they begin to come in, Those countries will decease. They will exist no longer. Well, we're getting a good taste of that, aren't we? As a matter of fact, I got a whole list since even the 1970s, as they began to slowly infiltrate into the United States of America, the crimes that they have committed against Americans. Just in particular, these people, okay? Well, Bradley, you're stereotyping. No, they're stereotyping themselves. They're the ones that are stereotyping us. As a matter of fact, their Muslim heads have equated the KKK to evangelical Christians in our own backyard. We're not in their backyard. They're in ours, okay? And the reason we're in trouble with a lot of these people, truth be told, is because of what the American people have tolerated concerning their politicians, where they have used our boys to go ahead and dominate their countries when we had no rule of law or authority in doing so in the first place. We have no constitutional authority to police other nations, yet we have 737 military bases in over 142 different countries. Folks, most people don't know that. Pay attention to what you're allowing your government to do. They don't have the authority to do that. Okay? So what I want you to hear is, and I'm going to run through these really quick, and I want to play this video for you. I want to play the whole duration of it. So it's probably about 5 minutes long. And I'll do my best to narrate for those that can only hear it concerning the audio. But when the Muslims were going into Denmark, okay, in a short amount of time, over 450% more crimes were being committed by Muslims than non-Muslims in Denmark. So what are they bringing with them? Same thing they're bringing into America. What about Germany? Muslim migrants committed 142,500 crimes in just 6 months. That is 780 crimes being committed by Muslims who are looking for asylum in other countries, only to get there and then to attack the people that gave them asylum. What do you expect when you feed on the doctrine of devils? Sweden, 480,000 sexual assaults in 1 year. Let me say it again. In Sweden, when the Muslims were brought into Sweden, over 480,000 sexual assaults were committed in just 1 year. 77% of all the rapes were committed by less than 2% Muslims. Okay, look what they're getting away with over there in that country. Speaking of which, and I'll bring that up in a moment, but it's kind of funny because in other countries, the governments have convinced law enforcement to disarm. No, you can't make it up. So guess what the Muslims are doing? They're taking machetes and they're going around and they're basically doing as much damage to innocent people as they possibly can. And then when the police need to deal with these Muslims in particular that are trying to commit mass murder, it's an absolute joke because that's all they have is their little taser guns. And the Muslims are mocking them every step of the way. They love it. I want you to pay attention to the fact that they first had to demoralize those countries before the doors were open to those that were coming in to commit the act and that were responsible for destruction within itself. England and Wales, over 56% of Syrian refugees committed severe crimes in less than 1 year. Wow. Are they the victims, friends? Nope. Belgium, 35% of prison population is Muslim, who make up only 6% of the population. Muslims fill 44% of high security prisons out of a 5% population. Okay? In America, because you're still an armed people, they're finding this out, as you're about to see in a moment here. 91.4% of Muslim refugees are on food stamps. That is called Cloward Piven. That is a system to bring in these people to break your financial system. That's what they're bringing them for, in part. Okay, and again, this is perfect judgment. Deuteronomy 28:63. Also read Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15. It would be good for you to read those at least once every 2 weeks. Because that's where we're at today. 91.4% of Muslim refugees are on food stamps in America. 68.3% are on cash welfare. Okay, now I got to get to this because I want you to see this. Because this was just in Fargo. This video that you're about ready to watch and hear is, it was just released yesterday. And how this all went down is there's a little minor accident, and there was three police officers standing over by a tree. And there was another police officer over on the other side of the car. They were trying to put the accident together. And then all of a sudden, a Muslim gets out of his car. He had 1,800 rounds. He planned on committing a massacre. 1,800 rounds in Fargo, North Dakota. And he opens fire with an AK-47. Isn't that what they use in Somalia? Hey, folks, let me say this real quick, and I'm going to play this. Do you think for one moment that they're not going to bring their culture with them? You have got to be out of your minds. And to prove the point, let's go ahead and check this out, folks. Let's go ahead and check this out. This is in Fargo, North Dakota. It starts a little slow, but pay attention to the three police officers. Yeah.
No, we got shots fired. That's what we got. Shots fired!
Muslim has an AK-47, just shot three cops down. Murdered one of them on the spot. Now watch the heroism of this police officer. Absolutely fantastic, A-plus job brother. He goes right to the assailant. He's already got him down. Notice the Muslim still, after being shot several times, is still trying to get up and get his AK-47 put back in his hands and or his weapon, his handgun. These are Muslims in America, folks. This is brand new footage. You think for one moment they're not bringing their culture with them? You have got to be out of your mind. 25% population, and then they commit jihad. This guy didn't wait. And your government's trying to disarm you?
Drop a gun!
He's still trying to get a gun. He's still trying to hold up his handgun to get back at the police officer. Devil. This cop has given him ample warning, and he's still trying to get up so he can shoot at the cops again. Anybody offended yet?
Drop the gun!
Look at this guy. Fantastic job, dude. I'm proud of you. So the cop goes on the other side, warns him again. He's still rolling over, trying to get his weapon back in hand so he can shoot at another innocent cop. Now, I want to tell you this, because I can feel this. This young man that was shot dead by this Muslim was a 23-year-old kid that was straight out of school. He stood there, and this coward picked up his weapon and shot them at a distance. That's what cowards do. We'll talk to you in 23.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.